Blog Talk Radio.
All right, listen, I don't have a lot of time to talk about it because there's a lot of things to be changed. Well, we had changed this past Sunday night, and we're making some changes. We're dealing with, and first I want to give congratulations to all the mayors here in Metro Atlanta and around the country, council people, men and women, who have stepped up to the plate to try to make a difference. Now it's time to make a difference. Tonight we're going to be talking about, be more positive. We have Larry DeVille. You probably heard of a lot of the comedians that's on, Family Feud and on different series and everything else. And those who have like little Broadway shows like Tyler Perry. You got to understand, they all stand second, fiddle to the guy we're going to have on the show named Larry DeVille. And before we get him on, just listen. He's going to talk about the new generation. He's going to talk about the people who think that they are entitled to do something or have something. They haven't done anything. This is ludicrous. This is get out of the way. This is what most of the generations are looking at right now. And this is Larry DeVille going to be on the show. So we're going to start with that, is that he's working real closely with the communities. He is, again, one of the leaders of comedians. He's the funniest man I know. And he, and I'm not going to talk about his money because he doesn't want me to. But the thing is, he found it was a need for him to either sit back in a mansion or his Learjet and fly over the country or drive through different cities and not do anything and just count his money. Ladies and gentlemen, what I want to tell you right now is we have the funniest man in comedy, and I want to get him on because he's in between shows because what he has to do is take a job to help his community. Y'all need to take a pen and pad and listen to this man, my great friend, Mr. Larry DeVille.
What's going on?
Larry.
Yes, sir.
Move.
What's up, Tom? How you doing,
get
brother?
Out the way.
Move. Get out the way. You telling somebody to get out the way. That's positive.
Don't hold me up. I had to tell you today. But Larry DeVille, tell us a little bit about yourself and your passion, and why do you forfeit the ability to make, X amount of money every week, every night, to be able to give back to you, our communities, and it's going to be a city coming to you, soon. Tell us about yourself and your passion, Larry.
Oh, man, my passion is to make sure that your grandkids, your cousins, these kids out here, man, have a safe environment. And Tom, I want to go back to something you said real fast. You said I was the funniest person you know, man. That may not be saying a lot about you, man. You may not know too many people, But I'm going to look at the positives, brother.
Wow. That's funny.
My passion is to make sure, man, our kids can go to school safe without being bullied. That they can play in the streets without having to run from bullets and hide from bullets and all that stuff, man. And also that we as adults acknowledge the things that we can do to help make it safer for them and not just sit back and complain and point fingers, So that is clearly my passion, man, to really make sure that our kids can not fill up the prisons and stuff like that, but can fill up the playgrounds and the schools and the colleges and go out and live productive lives, And I'm extremely passionate, more than anything, about making sure that happens. And
tell us a little bit about Be More Positive.
Well, Be More Positive, man, I founded it back in 1994. Back, I was an intensive juvenile probation officer during the day in Fulton County. I was a probation officer, and I did comedy at night. And then all of a sudden, I saw all these kids, man, started dying from gunshots, from gang violence, from this gangster stuff. And it just took me to a whole nother level. It just came unexpectedly. It made me focus more on that, working with the kids and helping the kids more so than comedy, in a sense. So I let a lot of stuff go. I let a lot of shows go, a lot of tours and stuff, man, just because a lot of people were doing comedy, but it wasn't a lot of people out here helping our kids. You know, as a Christian, you got to sometimes die to self. You know, you have to die to self, man, and to live for Christ, and that's what's been happening for me. You know, so especially here in Gwinnett. You know, Gwinnett, wow, you know, Be More Positive came here in Gwinnett in 2005 as a result of a murder that took place. Nobody knows this. They know that we've been in the school systems. They know that we won Best Minority Nonprofit Award from the Gwinnett Unity Group back in 2011. They know that we won the Best the Making a Difference Award from the Gwinnett NAACP, but they don't really know why we're here. You know, I guarantee you we have reached more young people who are in trouble in Gwinnett County schools than any other single organization. I really go to bat to that. But people don't know why. They don't know that it's stem time from a murder, bro. It stemmed from a murder that took place in Norcross in 2005. You know, really? A young man that I knew that was in one of my anger management programs out in Lawrenceville. I've been trying to get him help. I saw his anger going out of control. He was kicked out of school. And we couldn't get him no help, no help. And then once he go out and commits this murder, everybody's like, well, wow, what happened? You know, in the AJC, it's like, what happened? What would make a kid do that? I'm like, well, what would make him do it? And he was kicked out of school at 15. He had no parents, had no guidance, and he roamed the streets during the day. That didn't really make him do it, but that contributed. And so I'm like, let's deal with these contributing factors so that won't happen. That's my passion. Make sure our kids can live, laugh,
so now
have
here,
fun, brother.
So here's the thing that I think we have one of the mayors on that wants to say something. But what we need is for the merchants, organizations in these cities that I'm trying to bring together to learn to make a difference for the youth. And when I said move, get out of the way, this is where these kids today think that they're entitled and they think that they're alone. And, you know, but this is why you got to catch them early. We have Anderson Livesey Elementary School, and it's a K through 5. I went to an event last week. It was so amazing that all of these kids, they call me Uncle Tommy. There's about 900 of them there, and they are so passionate. They are so excited and so happy, and there's a K through 3 third grade chorus and a third through fifth grade chorus. We just started the Anderson Livesey cheerleading organization, and they had the international taste, okay, that they had foods from different nationalities that I didn't realize we possess here in Anderson Livesey, here in Snellville. But what I want to ask you is, now you're going back on the road and doing the stand-up comedy, not only for you to finance your mansion or to, you know, to do a renovation of your two mansions you got, five mansions, is that you're doing it to give back to the community. Can you talk a little bit about what you're seeking and the help that we have perhaps can help you is to do the touring of this one-man stand-up?
Yeah, man, we got a show going on. The best way for me to tell my story is through comedy. Somebody once wrote that the best way that best ways to really tell a story is through laughter. And laughter is a shock absorber of life. So we're going around telling the story from 2005 to 2015, what the things that happened in Gwinnett, what helped us to go into the schools, the stories that we had in school in Gwinnett County. We're talking about Gwinnett. We're talking about Georgia, the largest school system in Georgia. And we want to tell this story, man, so that people can actually relate to the kids, relate to the students, and also find passions of their own to make a difference. I'm going to tell you, it's a one-man show, and it's called Project Rule 12. you know, from the school to prison pipeline. And it's based on a story here. I know that it's exciting. I hate to be bored, so we're going to make sure that there's a lot of lights and flashing and things like that. But most importantly, the story is going to be told in a way that I guarantee you, whoever's listening right now, I got statistics, I got information that I don't care how professional you are or how much knowledge you have that you haven't heard unless you've seen the show. You know, and I'm going to give you one quick one, Tom. We had a situation with a young man in Snellville, and this was one of the few white guy, young men in my group. He was in the seventh grade. He was a redhead. He was getting ready to get kicked out of school on what they call Rule 12. And that's what Rule 12 is like, when you're on the last leg and they may kick you out, go to alternative school. But this kid was one of the few white kids I had in my program. After the third group, which is an eight-week program, he said something, man, that blew our minds. We were like, what led you to this situation? He said, I'm going to tell you something. Over the summer, my mama had dropped me off at home, and she asked me to go in the house. As I was going in the house, she was going to run down to Kroger's. And before I could put the key in the door, I heard a loud bang. He said somebody had run the stop sign. His mom was hit. His mom was killed as a result of that. So his current state, since his dad wasn't in the picture, is that he was living in the basement of his aunt's house. And he said he missed his mom. The only way to really show that he missed his mom was to act up in school, to bring attention to himself. Nobody figured that out. The counselors, nobody, until he came through our program. So we want to, through our show, let us be more sensitive to these kids who may be cursing you out. They may be cursing you out because guess what? They might be in somebody's basement. They may be in a basement of life in some other kind of way. Let us help to not criticize and pinpoint, you know, and accuse them. Let's help bring them out of the basement, of life, so that they can enjoy what they should be enjoying as youth. And our show is to bring that about and show how that happens.
Larry, I know you have to run, but I think I have one individual who is listening intensely that might can help us, okay, and help the kid in the basement. The parent, and, you know, it's no texting and driving you all. Okay, we're coming into the holiday season. Hey, it can wait until you get home. You know, who cares where you are? If you're shopping, you know, hey, guess what, Larry? You sit down. I'll call you when I get out of Kroger's and get home. You know, I just say, give me a gallon of milk. But the most important thing is we need to talk about some of the things that we can do right now to help. I want to say congratulations to the mayor of Lithonia, Mayor Deborah Jackson. Are you on?
Yes, hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I've been listening to you talk about your work, and that was, unfortunately, Gwinnett is not the only community, you know, where those kinds of services, you know, would be very important, but also here in DeKalb County, where my city is located. So I'd love to learn a little bit more about, you know, what you're doing. And there's like a number of people who are working to address the whole issue of the what has now unfortunately become the, you know, cradle-to-jail pipeline, because they are victimizing and criminalizing our children at earlier and earlier ages.
Absolutely. And you're right, Gwinnett is not. In fact, in 2013, a study came out that said 86% of school systems in America have some of that same problem. It's just that our story is based off of Gwinnett, but it's definitely not the only place. So I agree with you.
Mayor Jackson, if you can, this is why we're trying to do this, because the one-man, you know, stand-up comedy is going to be coming to an our town near you soon. And we want to, you know, embrace you, and we want to give you a platform for a minute to tell us. I know you've been stressed, and you were successful this week to be reelected. Tell us a little bit about Lithonia and why. Maybe the one-man show can come to your city.
Yeah, well, the city of Lithonia itself is a community of 2,000 people, and we actually have a very high percentage of young people who live here, primarily middle school students, and we also have a lot of seniors. And we also have the Lithonia Middle School. So I think anything that is a positive reinforcement for young people is important. And, you know, I think it would be great to, you know, to look at an opportunity to have a performance here in the city, that it wouldn't just be limited to the residents of Lithonia, but, you know, to anyone within who can make their way here to see it. So,
And if that be the case, and we would do that on a level where it could help support the community and whatever programs you have in Lithonia, because that's one of the reasons we want to do it too, bring attention to existing programs in those particular areas that are actually making a difference, the programs and people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. I have a history in Lithonia too. I used to, on Hillendale, I was one of the spearhead people to work with Project Destiny and Project Impact, which was on Hillendale. I forgot the address, but it was run through a few churches there.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, and actually, yeah. Well, that Hillendale area, you know, is just is what we call the Greater Lithonia area, so it's just outside mm-hmm. of the city limits itself. But that's okay, because I think that the work that we do, you know, is not necessarily defined by, you know, boundaries.
That's right.
The boundaries only define what my legal authority is.
I understand.
Now, Larry, that little joke that you made earlier, don't be messing with me because I have some backup now.
I do?
Her name is Deborah Jackson. She's going to be doing a show. We're going to be doing some things, and we're going to be working as a combination of different mayors throughout the metro Atlanta area that can travel throughout the whole United States. And the thing that you have done, you know, is something that you can pick up and, you know, like a traveling circus or a concert or, you know, a show that you've done, Larry.
Yeah.
Can you give a challenge out to the mayor? Because I know the mayor has to go and I know you have to go.
First of all, again, I'd just like to say congratulations. I read a lot about you. I know you have some great ideals. And I'd just like to challenge you to be one of the mayors who will actually show others how it's done, you know, not just through the politics, but through passion, through love, and through the fact that you want to statistically make a difference, you know, not just through words. And so I challenge you to give us an opportunity to come out and help assist you as you do the great work that I know you're prepared to do.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that challenge, and I'm prepared to take that on, and I will follow up with you and to get some more details to see how we can, you know, put something together.
Awesome, awesome. Looking forward to it. We're at BeMorePositive.net, BeMorePositive.net. And after the holidays, we will be also doing some programs and things. I'll share it with you when we talk. I look forward to hearing from you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. You take all mm-hmm. the best to you and continue the good work.
Thank
Absolutely.
You so much,
Thank
Mayor,
so much.
And I'll let you go. I know you have to go.
All right, take care.
You know, I think Friday,
enjoy
tomorrow,
the evening. Bye-bye.
We're going to have her on.
Bye-bye.
So,
thank you.
Mayor, we need to have you to support her as well, okay? Thank you, Mayor Jackson.
Yeah, I see
Larry.
She left. And, Tom, thank you, Tom. You're doing some great work, man, over in Snellville, just to, you know, and actually throughout Atlanta and other parts of the country, you know, with our town and over at the Anderson Lindsay School and everything. I think that, you know, you keep doing what you're doing. You're blessing a lot of people, whether you know it or not. So congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. And as we come around the corner, how can people, when is it your next show? How can people get in touch with you to perhaps, for instance, if they have a restaurant or a facility for you to come out in Snellville, in Lithonia, in Grayson, in Lawrenceville, in Duluth, for you to, you know, make communication with you to you know, to,
well,
to implore you to come out and do your one-man show.
I'll tell you what, people can call me or text me at 770-668-6333. Again, it's 770-668-6333. Or they can email bmpositive@aol.com. B as in boy, Mary, positive. bmpositive@aol.com. And I'll be glad to come out, or somebody on our team would be. But I would love to come out.
Let me ask you a real quick question. You were with, a person, of mutual knowledge, Jesse Jackson and Orrin Hutson, two other leaders in the communities. What was your event going on then?
Well, I always open up a lot of political events and other social and business events with comedy. You know, sometimes these serious events, like Hillary Clinton came down, of course, for the luncheon, and sometimes to prep for that, people like to be entertained. And I'm politically correct. I don't use cursing and a lot of things, anything that's going to humiliate anybody. And I just try to be a positive comedian, and people want to hear positive laughter, and that's what I was doing on that day, as well as I'll be doing on this Wednesday at the very new comedy club called Atlanta Comedy Theater. Atlanta Comedy Theater, I'll be performing there this Wednesday on the 11th at 8:30. So I look forward to doing that.
Now, where is that located?
It's on Britt Road, off of Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter and Britt Road. That's pretty much all I could say out there off of Jimmy Carter, where it turns in from Williams Road to Britt Road, the golf course and all that. It's over in that area. I'm sorry, I can't think of it. But you can look it up, Atlanta Comedy Theater. It's a new club. It used to be
Atlanta Comedy Theater. And so therefore, what's the cost to get there?
I don't know. It's not going to be a major, it's going to be a lot of local comedians there on that day. So it shouldn't be that much. I hadn't paid for a comedy show in years, so I don't know. But I know it wouldn't be no more than $10, if I'm not mistaken. You know, on the weekend, it's a little bit more. But this Wednesday, come on out, be entertained. You'll just hear me working out as I do every week.
Well, thank you so much, Larry, for what you're doing. And you got to understand, this is an individual who, he doesn't, count his own money. He has a banker.
Oh, Lord.
but we cannot do anything for our communities without taking on other, actions and taking on other jobs. And I want to say I commend you, Larry DeVille, for every man. Can you just say how we got to know each other? For every man, Watson, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Can you just give
right
your one shout out?
That's right. For every man, he did a lot for me to inspire me to do what I'm doing, show me the business part of it as well. And, Tom, I like to say, speaking of the money part, God blessed me to buy a house. I just bought a house where four people were murdered. In a rough area, and we turned it into a hope house us to do free anger management courses, resources, and things of that nature for that particular community. That very house is now a hope house, and we hope to do more across the United States.
Now, Larry, are you a nonprofit? And as we come around in the year, those who are thinking about taxation and obligations and stuff, either you got to pay Uncle Sam, or you can do something to benefit your community and your local charities. Can you give how people can either volunteer and how they can support your house? You're talking about Indianapolis, but you talk when things in franchising it nationwide, and you're talking about being able to do the travel, one-man show, like the Kings of Comedy before.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about the film work. Can you say a little something that these merchants who say, hey, listen, let's give some money to this 5013.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely. Well, again, if you go to bemorepositive.net, you will be able to see some of the things we're doing, like the Hope House. We do have a GoFundMe campaign out there now, GoFundMe Hope House Indianapolis, and you could actually support that particular area and help support the mission. Even if you live in an area where a lot of darkness and you want to try to bring light to there's some property there, you can also, you know, support us in that area. We'll try to get that property and set up the same type of system. It's called what I call turning darkness to light. We want to turn darkness to light instead of just pointing and complaining and watching the darkness at the news at 11 o'clock at night. We can turn some of this to light.
Larry, here is an individual that he has been, you know, I would not be, you know, my name will be and not the T with Tom, without you, and it'll be or M without this individual who's doing something as far as charities are concerned. And we talked about, you know, the community. I have the ability to bring on this individual who also was returning to his position as Snellville Councilman, Dave Emanuel. And he is also headed up with Give Hunger the Boot, the food bank that we need to have, supported between now and Thanksgiving and Christmas. I just want to say, have him come on. I know he probably don't want to talk, but you don't have to worry about Dave Emanuel. Hello, Dave Emanuel.
Hello, Tom. How are you tonight?
Thank you for calling in. Here's Larry DeVille, Be More Positive. Larry, again, this is one of the biggest shakers and movers here in Gwinnett County in Snellville. He's also very active in the co-op of Gear for Hunger, the Boot, for those who are in need of food and everything. And he's looking to expand. We just had the mayor of Latonia on. I'm trying to bring the three cities together, Snellville being the number one, Grayson and Latonia, and we're looking at Stone Mountain and looking at all the rest of them. But, Dave, say hello and congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations, Mr. Manuel. Nicely to talk to you, be on the line with you.
Well, my pleasure. My pleasure. I was in a meeting and it ran late, who'd have thought? So I'm a little bit late getting here. But I don't know how much.
Well, here's the thing, Dave. I'm not
going to
put you in a boot camp right now, but can you just tell Mr. Larry DeVille, who's trying to help the youngs, to get some direction, but can you talk about your passion as far as Give Hunger the Boot?
We started that about 4 years ago, and it was kind of strange the way it came about. I was driving into our small town of Snellville one day, and I saw a bunch of people standing outside in March, cold weather, nasty, little bit of drizzle, and I thought, why in the world would anybody stand outside in this kind of weather? And I did some research and found out that they were actually in the parking lot of a church that had provided space for the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op to have their headquarters. And they were standing in line waiting for food. And I just thought, this is something. We're a relatively prosperous county, and especially in this area. And I just thought, that's really kind of unacceptable that you have people who are really just standing in line to get the bare essentials. This isn't a giveaway program, and it's not a situation where they're building a dependency lifestyle. They're very selective in who they help so that they eliminate as much as possible the people who are scamming the system. And they're providing a bridge to people who have fallen on hard times and are trying to get back on their feet. And I just couldn't think of a better cause to support. So we started Give Hunger the Boot as an awareness and publicity campaign for the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op, where in the near future we're going to apply for a 501c3 because that gives us a little bit more capability to raise funds for the co-op. But to date, we've probably raised somewhere over $100,000 in both food donations and cash donations. And
wow.
I think that's something that we can kind of export to other areas. And it's a relatively simple program in that what we're doing is organizing campaigns and trying to work with local businesses and tailor the campaign to their particular operational mode. Some businesses, as an example, a restaurant might give a 10% discount if you bring a can of food with you.
Okay.
One other restaurant will take a day and donate 10% of their proceeds to the co-op. So you can do it any number of ways, and sometimes the larger chain operations have a little bit of a problem giving money directly, but they can certainly give discounts. They can give free appetizer if you bring a can of food, and it adds up. And that's what we're just trying to do, is keep the shelves stocked at the co-op. Last January, we had a competition between our sister city of Grayson and Snellville to see who could raise the most. And Grayson won, even though it's a smaller town. But they went
wow.
into the schools, got the schools involved. But we raised 22,000 items in that competition. And that's
wow.
only about three quarters of a month's worth of what the co-op goes through. So the need
oh,
is
wow.
there. Yeah, it's really surprising. And a lot of people are a little bit reluctant to let it be known that they need help. And in a lot of cases, it's not so much a matter of somebody who's homeless or destitute or has completely run out of options, but they just can't make ends meet, and they need a bridge. And that's what the co-op provides, is that bridge from having problems to support so you can get over your problems, get back on your feet, and get off the assistance and move
hey,
on.
Hey,
with
tell the story of the individual you helped. And
within a
month, he turned around and gave back.
Yeah, there was one family that was a client of the co-op, and he had been in the computer business and lost his job, and got a job, got back on his feet, and gave the co-op a $2,000 donation. So
oh, wow.
People appreciate the help, and
oh,
that's.
Yeah.
That's really a good aspect of it.
I commend you. I wish there were more people like you, Mr. Mania. That's awesome. You know.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Tom might disagree with you on that, but that's another story.
Well, anyway, I don't know. See, I got both of you all. You know, we have another show for you all to get on me. But anyway, congratulations, Dave, and yeah, you and Tom and Bobby, and we have, like I say, Miss Mayor Allison, and we have the mayor of Latonya, who's looking forward to trying to work. We have three cities that are, you know, geographically located along the same corridors of, if you get off I-20, there's Stonecrest, and you turn and you go up 124 to 78, and you turn right and go down past a mile past South Gwinnett, take a left on to Grayson Parkway, and you're in the city of Grayson. We have this opportunity, and Dave, we need your help as well for Larry to maybe do his one-man show at some of the restaurants or, you know, merchants for us to generate. And he has a 103, and he
probably
does. So, be more positive. But the thing is that we all have to do it. Latonya Mayor wants to do the farmers market. You have a hookup
mm-hmm.
with that. The co-op that you have the hookup. It's no more being separated by cities or districts. And one thing I want to just say, Snellville is unified, Larry.
Yes, it is.
And
yeah.
Now, when is their swearing in on Monday, Larry?
Monday night. Meeting starts at 7:30.
Okay. Well, Larry,
that's
can
cool.
you come?
I can definitely come, and I would be glad to.
Well, I just want to just say, everybody, thank you for taking your time. But now it's time for us to make a change. Everyone who has been on the show tonight has stepped up to the plate, you know, and swung a bat. And now it's our time to help them. Dave has been relentless on Sunday nights at 6:30. Been on my show, or in his show. You know, he lets me know that, Larry. But the thing is that he has reached out. I've reached out. We've done our part, but now it's time to work together. And, you know, you deserve what you're able to give. What Larry was mentioning earlier tonight is through tragedy, without tragedy, there's no comedy. And it's not funny when it's happening. But if you survive the tragedy, then it's a joke to be told.
That's right. Mr. Manuel, if there's anything I can do for the co-op and to help your mission, I would definitely love to do that. Tom has my information. And
we are
BeMorePositive.net. We love to raise money for other organizations. We've done that plenty of times.
Okay. Very good. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you all so much for being on the show. And, you know, Larry, I owe you one, and so do I, Dave.
You owe me more than one, Tom.
Hey,
but
Dave, you
know,
always enjoy Larry.
We'll have to talk,
Comedian that, you know, he's the funniest man I know in the world. And most importantly, he knows how to reach the kids at an early age through comedy, through music. We got hip-hop, whatever. Sometimes it's you know what to say, it's a time to change. Sometimes it's how we educate our youth. And these youth individuals think that they're entitled. The youth that we have today don't respect their mom and dad, the teacher, or the principal, but they will listen to a comedian or a hip-hop rapper or NFL or, you know, NBA player. Isn't that right, Larry?
All day long, yes, sir.
So we need to all work together, and thank you all so much for being on the show, and I hope
you're
all
welcome.
The best of the rest of the night.
Okay.
Thank you so
good
much,
night.
Sir. God bless you all.
You're welcome.
Thank
you,
Dave. Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome. Good night.
All righty. You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.